no matter who you are, no matter where you've been, and no matter where you are right now, you are welcome here. Welcome, friends, to Daily Audio Bible Chronological. I'm Jill. Today is the seventh day of September. I'm showing some restraint here. Just said the word September, but you know in your mind you went September. If I could, I'd have us a whole dance party, because that's a great song to dance to. It's so good to be here with you. I'm so honored, and it's a privilege to be reading the word and to be a part of your journey through the Bible on this day today. Today we continue in the book of Ezekiel, reading chapters 35 through 37. This week we are reading the New International Version, and I also just want to let you all know we have a very exciting announcement tomorrow here at the Daily Audio Bible, and I want you to be here for that. So that's tomorrow. Right now, we're here in this present moment to read, to pause in our day, to slow down, to catch our breath, and to allow this space to be centered with God and to allow His voice to speak to our hearts. Ezekiel chapter 35. The word of the Lord came to me. Son of man, set your face against Mount Seir, prophesy against it, and say, this is what the sovereign Lord says. I am against you, Mount Seir, and I will stretch out my hand against you and make you a desolate waste. I will turn your towns into ruins, and you will be desolate. Then you will know that I am the Lord. Because you harbored an ancient hostility and delivered the Israelites over to the sword at the time of their calamity, the time their punishment reached its climax. Therefore, as surely as I live, declares the sovereign Lord, I will give you over to bloodshed, and it will pursue you. Since you did not hate bloodshed, bloodshed will pursue you. I will make Mount Seir a desolate waste and cut off from it all who come and go. I will fill your mountains with the slain. Those killed by the sword will fall on your hills and in your valleys and in all your ravines. I will make you desolate forever. Your towns will not be inhabited. Then you will know that I am the Lord. Because you have said, these two nations and countries will be ours and we will take possession of them, even though I, the Lord, was there. Therefore, as surely as I live, declares the sovereign Lord, I will treat you in accordance with the anger and jealousy you showed in your hatred of them, and I will make myself known among them when I judge you. Then you will know that I, the Lord, have heard all the contemptible things you have said against the mountains of Israel. You said, they have been laid waste and have been given over to us to devour. You boasted against me and spoke against me without restraint, and I heard it. This is what the sovereign Lord says. While the whole earth rejoices, I will make you desolate, because you rejoiced when the inheritance of Israel became desolate. That is how I will treat you. You will be desolate, Mount Seir, you and all of Edom. Then they will know that I am the Lord. Son of man, prophesy to the mountains of Israel and say, mountains of Israel, hear the word of the Lord. This is what the sovereign Lord says. The enemy said of you, aha, the ancient heights have become our possession. Therefore prophesy and say, this is what the sovereign Lord says. Because they ravaged and crushed you from every side so that you became the possession of the rest of the nations and the object of people's malicious talk and slander. Therefore, mountains of Israel, hear the word of the sovereign Lord. This is what the sovereign Lord says to the mountains and hills, to the ravines and valleys, to the desolate ruins and the deserted towns that have been plundered and ridiculed by the rest of the nations around you. This is what the sovereign Lord says. In my burning zeal, I have spoken against the rest of the nations and against all Edom, for with glee and with malice in their hearts, they made my land their own possession so that they might plunder its pasture land. Therefore, prophesy concerning the land of Israel and say to the mountains and hills, to the ravines and valleys, this is what the sovereign Lord says. I speak in my jealous wrath because you have suffered the scorn of the nations. Therefore, this is what the sovereign Lord says. I swear with uplifted hand that the nations around you will also suffer scorn. But you, mountains of Israel, will produce branches and fruit for my people of Israel, for they will soon come home. I am concerned for you and will look on you with favor. You will be plowed and sown, and I will cause many people to live on you. Yes, all of Israel. The towns will be inhabited and the ruins rebuilt. I will increase the number of people and animals living on you, and they will be fruitful and become numerous. I will settle people on you as in the past and will make you prosper more than before. Then you will know that I am the Lord. I will cause people, my people Israel, to live on you. They will possess you, and you will be their inheritance, and you will never again deprive them of their children. This is what the Sovereign Lord says. Because some say to you, you devour people and deprive your nation of its children. Therefore, you will no longer devour people or make your nation childless, declares the Sovereign Lord. No longer will I make you hear the taunts of the nations, and no longer will you suffer the scorn of the peoples or cause your nation to fall, declares the Sovereign Lord. Again, the word of the Lord came to me. Son of man, when the people of Israel were living in their own land, they defiled it by their conduct and their actions. Their conduct was like a woman's monthly uncleanness in my sight. So I poured out my wrath on them because they had shed blood in the land and because they had defiled it with their idols. I dispersed them among the nations, and they were scattered through the countries. I judged them according to their conduct and their actions. And wherever they went among the nations, they profaned my holy name. For it was said of them, these are the Lord's people, and yet they had to leave his land. I had concern for my holy name, which the people of Israel profaned among the nations where they had gone. Therefore say to the Israelites, this is what the Sovereign Lord says. It is not for your sake, people of Israel, that I am going to do these things, but for the sake of my holy name, which you have profaned among the nations where you have gone. I will show the holiness of my great name, which has been profaned among the nations, the name you have profaned among them. Then the nations will know that I am the Lord, declares the Sovereign Lord, when I am proved holy through you before their eyes. For I will take you out of the nations. I will gather you from all the countries and bring you back into your own land. I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you will be clean. I will cleanse you from all your impurities and from all your idols. I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. I will remove from you your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit in you and move you to follow my decrees and be careful to keep my laws. Then you will live in the land I gave your ancestors. You will be my people and I will be your God. I will save you from all your uncleanness. I will call for the grain and make it plentiful and will not bring famine upon you. I will increase the fruit of the trees and the crops of the fields so that you will no longer suffer disgrace among the nations because of famine. Then you will remember your evil ways and wicked deeds, and you will loathe yourselves for your sins and detestable practices. I want you to know that I am not doing this for your sake, declares the Sovereign Lord. Be ashamed and disgraced for your conduct, people of Israel. This is what the Sovereign Lord says. On the day I cleanse you from all your sins, I will resettle your towns and the ruins will be rebuilt. The desolate land will be cultivated instead of lying desolate in the sight of all who pass through it. They will say, this land that was laid waste has become like the Garden of Eden. The cities that were lying in ruins, desolate and destroyed, are now fortified and inhabited. Then the nations around you that remain will know that I, the Lord, have rebuilt what was destroyed and have replanted what was desolate. I, the Lord, have spoken, and I will do it. This is what the Sovereign Lord says. Once again, I will yield to Israel's plea and do this for them. I will make their people as numerous as sheep, as numerous as the flocks for offerings at Jerusalem during their appointed festivals. So will the ruined cities be filled with flocks of people. Then they will know that I am the Lord. The hand of the Lord was on me, and he brought me out by the Spirit of the Lord and set me in the middle of a valley. It was full of bones. He led me back and forth among them, and I saw a great many bones on the floor of the valley, bones that were very dry. He asked me, "Son of man, can these bones live?" I said, "Sovereign Lord, you alone know." Then he said to me, "Prophesy to these bones and say to them, 'Dry bones, hear the word of the Lord.' This is what the Sovereign Lord says to these bones. I will make breath enter you, and you will come to life. I will attach tendons to you and make flesh come upon you and cover you with skin. I will put breath in you, and you will come to life. Then you will know that I am the Lord." So I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I was prophesying, there was a noise, a rattling sound, and the bones came together, bone to bone. I looked, and tendons and flesh appeared on them, and skin covered them, but there was no breath in them. Then he said to me, "Prophesy to the breath, prophesy, son of man, and say to it, 'This is what the Sovereign Lord says: Come, breath, from the four winds, and breathe into these slain, that they may live.' So I prophesied as he commanded me, and breath entered them. They came to life and stood up on their feet, a vast army. Then he said to me, 'Son of man, these bones are the people of Israel. They say, our bones are dried up and our hope is gone. We are cut off. Therefore prophesy and say to them, this is what the Sovereign Lord says: My people, I am going to open your graves and bring you up from them. I will bring you back to the land of Israel. Then you, my people, will know that I am the Lord. When I open your graves and bring you up from them, I will put my spirit in you and you will live, and I will settle you in your own land. Then you will know that I, the Lord, have spoken, and I have done it, declares the Lord." The word of the Lord came to me, "Son of man, take a stick of wood and write on it, 'Belonging to Judah and the Israelites associated with him.' Then take another stick of wood and write on it, 'Belonging to Joseph,' that is, to Ephraim, and to all the Israelites associated with him. Join them together into one stick so that they will become one in your hand. When your people ask you, 'Won't you tell us what you mean by this?' say to them, 'This is what the Sovereign Lord says: I am going to take the stick of Joseph, which is in Ephraim's hand, and of the Israelite tribes associated with him, and join it to Judah's stick. I will make them into a single stick of wood, and they will become one in my hand. Hold before their eyes the sticks you have written on, and say to them, this is what the Sovereign Lord says: I will take the Israelites out of the nations where they have gone. I will gather them from all around and bring them back into their own land. I will make them one nation in the land, on the mountains of Israel. There will be one king over all of them, and they will never again be two nations or be divided into two kingdoms. They will no longer defile themselves with their idols and vile images or with any of their offenses, for I will save them from all their sinful backsliding, and I will cleanse them. They will be my people, and I will be their God. My servant David will be king over them, and they will all have one shepherd. They will follow my laws and be careful to keep my decrees. They will live in the land I gave to my servant Jacob, the land where your ancestors lived. They and their children and their children's children will live there forever, and David my servant will be their prince forever. I will make a covenant of peace with them. It will be an everlasting covenant. I will establish them and increase their numbers, and I will put my sanctuary among them forever. My dwelling place will be with them. I will be their God, and they will be my people. Then the nations will know that I, the Lord, make Israel holy, and my sanctuary is among them forever." Many of you know that Brian and I have a son named Ezekiel. Ezekiel reads the Daily Audio Bible for kids, and maybe you don't know that Ezekiel was named Ezekiel based on one of the passages from today's reading. Ezekiel chapter 37 has been hugely, hugely meaningful to Brian and I during the time of Ezekiel coming into the world. And Ezekiel 37 is such a beautiful, hopeful passage, a prophecy of the valley of dry bones. And to read something so visual, these dry bones that are explained as very dry. Now, if you are a meat eater or a carnivore, like myself, you know that some bones on a plate, it's kind of gross looking, but it doesn't take long for time and air to dry these bones out. So for the visual to be that they're very dry shows that these bones are as dead as a human being can be. But what we really should take note of before we get to the valley of dry bones is what takes place before this beautiful prophecy of hope and life having a rebirth and it being rebirthed through the breath of God. What I want us to recognize today that I think is very important is that we have talked about a repentant heart and turning to God and God cleaning us, cleansing us from all unrighteousness when we repent. But what we must pay attention to here is the sequence of events that transpire in today's reading. This incredible picture and prophecy of a restored people actually happens before the people repent. So as it happens today in the reading, repentance on the hearts of the people is the result of God's restoration. This demonstrates the unmerited grace of God that He rescues them before they are aware and awakened to the weight of their sin, the depth of their evil, and before they have asked Him for forgiveness. It is the sovereign grace of God that causes a human response that breaks the heart of the people and causes them to repent. So how this plays out is in chapter 36, there's a regathering. God brings the people back to the land while they're still exiled and spiritually dead. He cleanses them. He sprinkles clean water to wash away their past idolatry. He breaks down their stubborn heart of stone for an obedient heart of flesh and gives them His Holy Spirit. And after all of this happens, the prophecy continues, then you will remember your evil ways and wicked deeds, and you will loathe yourselves for your sins and detestable practices. I want you to know, here it is, this is the heart of God, that I am not doing this for your sake, declares the Sovereign Lord. Be ashamed and disgraced for your conduct, people of Israel. It is in the time of repentance. It is in the time of our sorrow and our shame and our regret and our remorse that we feel naked and ashamed. It goes back to the beginning of the Bible in Genesis. It goes back to the garden. I was naked, so I hid. We hide in our shame, and this is where the unworthiness settles in. When we recognize the weight of our sin and the depth of our choices and how they have affected so many people. And if we're not careful, we will allow people, even good-meaning people that are hurting and broken, to re-injure us, to continue to shame us to where it is toxic. The focus is no longer what we did, but it is degrading us as a human being, and it strips us of our dignity. And if we're not careful, we will lay there in our waste, in our shame. This is the point that we have to recognize, that the process of Ezekiel chapter 37 cannot happen until there is a death of our pride, until there is a surrender, a repentant heart, a change of heart, so that we recognize what we did and the weight of what we did and what it has cost us and those that we love and how it has affected the heart of God. And then in our death, in the dryness of the very dry bones of a spirit, of a heart that is crushed to powder. And it's not always what someone has done to us, but it is by the weight of our own sin that God can come and God can breathe tendons and joints and skin around the deadness of our spirit, our soul, our heart. But as the prophet Ezekiel prophesies, the visual of the human body coming back to life, and as it is rebirthed and regenerated, it is still not alive and living until God breathes his spirit into this regenerated body, that it will actually live again. It is in the death of our surrender. It is in the death of our pride. It is in the admission of our sin. It is in the repentance and the acknowledgement of our ways and how they have affected those around us, how it has affected the heart of God, that he does his finest and greatest work of redemption, restoration, regeneration, rebirth. And I don't know about you, but this beautiful passage gives me such hope today. That if you are stuck in shame, if you are stuck in guilt, if you are stuck in a place where people have absolutely stolen your dignity from you, to where you might not feel half alive, but you feel mostly dead. Your heart is barely beating. This word of the Lord is for us today. I am so weary and tired and worn thin of a gospel that God will just throw out his blessings because you're his child, that you've already got enough, but don't worry, God's going to give you more, and he won't give you anything that you can't handle. I don't know about you, but sometimes life is just not manageable. And I know that it had nothing to do with what God inflicted on me or what he thinks I can handle. It's been more like, this is going to crush me, and God, I need you, and I don't know where you're at, because I feel half dead under the weight of my guilt and my shame and the punishment of well-meaning people that are hurting. But rather, what I find in his word is that the blessing of God, the grace and the mercy of God, is for those who feel unworthy of a second chance, who acknowledge the weight of their own sin, their own actions, and they don't live a victim of what happened to them, and they recognize that while they don't deserve it, God's grace is sufficient. It's enough. And his mercies are new every morning. And this message of newness comes for those of us that while we feel undeserving, if we can muster a single word or one simple phrase, help. Help me, God. Save me. That he will. And I thank you for that today, God. I thank you for your mercy and your grace. I thank you that you rescue us in our unworthiness. You give us a drink when we are thirsty, when we're unable to eat, when we are stuck in our shame. You are the lifter of our head. It is your spirit that breathes life into us. And I pray especially today for all of those, God, who feel half dead, more than half dead. They feel barely alive, crushed by the weight of their own choices, crushed by the shame of well-meaning people, that your spirit, your joy, your strength will lift us from this place and bring us back to life, that which only you can do. And we give you thanks and praise for doing only that which you can do. And I pray this all in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Daily Audio Bible, that is home base, that is the website, that is the free app. Take a look around, download it, send it to a friend. If you would like to partner with us, thank you so much to each and every one of you for each and every partnership. We could not do this without you, and I'm so grateful that we don't have to. If you're giving by mail, DAB PO Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee 37174, or if you're utilizing the app, hit the Give icon up at the top right-hand corner. Lastly, look for Give on the website. If you need prayer, if you would like to pray for someone that's previously called in, there are several different ways for you to do so. 800-583-2164. That is the number for chronological. Or again, utilizing the app, hit the red circle button up at the top right. When you are finished, hit the little red microphone. And then below that, hit the chronological icon on the right-hand side. And that will ensure that your call gets to the right place. Stick around tomorrow. A very exciting announcement. A very long lived dream becomes a reality tomorrow. I'm Jill. I love you all. Until then, love one another.
Hi, this is Victoria Soldier, just calling to pray for some of the dabbers. I want you to pray for that precious father who called in about his daughter going through suicidal thoughts and challenges. Lord, we know that Jesus is a mind regulator. Lord, you have your way. You encourage that mother and that father to encourage this daughter to be able to give her the right words, to be able to help her with the right choices, that she will become peace, power, love, and that sound mind. Lord, you continue to strengthen that family and continue to strengthen that young woman. Oh, Lord, you strengthen that mind of her, Lord. Oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and you give her the victory in Christ Jesus to be the young woman that God has called her to be. And Lord, we'll give you the glory. We'll give you the honor and the praise in Jesus' name. Have a good day, Dabbers. Love you all.
Hello, my amazing DABC family. This is covered in his blood. You guys, tomorrow is September 2nd. I am having cataract surgery. And of course, the doctor told me, well, that will bring you back some of your vision. You guys, I know God can do better than some. God is 100% God. And so I'm praying for a miracle. I am praying for perfect 20/20 vision. I'm praying that God will touch my optic nerve and reverse the damage and bring back perfect 20/20 vision, get rid of these cataracts. You guys also asked for unspoken prayers for my nephews, CJ and Chardarius. I pray that they will find, that God will provide for them a lawyer that they need, and God will bring forth guidance in their life. And you guys update on Tootie, and Tutu is getting back in the truck to drive trucks. So you guys pray for him that his schedule works, that he still gets his daughter every other weekend. Tootie is growing and so smart. You guys, we are working on potty training, and she is off the bottle. And you guys, I thank you so much. Continue to pray over my eyes and for this surgery that I'm having tomorrow. This is covered in his blood. I love you guys. Have a great day.
Hey, DABC family. It's Wrapped in His Grace. I'm so behind, but I was listening today, and I thought about Joy from Mexico. Girl, we have not heard from you for a while, or maybe we have, and I haven't because I'm behind, but you are on the Lord's heart today, and I'm going to pray for you. God, I thank you so much for Joy from Mexico. I miss hearing her call in. I remember she was in college at some point during the States. I'm not sure if she graduated or not, but I pray, God, that you would just sustain her, help her. Lord, I pray that, I love when in 1 Peter you talk about like humbling ourselves before your mighty hand and casting our cares on you because you care. And yes, we have an enemy that prowls around like a lion, but you said resist and stand firm because God, you yourself will establish, strengthen, and uphold. I paraphrase that, Lord, but I pray that.
Hello, Dabsy fam. It's Abba Songbird from Nashville. It is the second day of September, which I absolutely love. Like, last year I was like, okay, this is corny, but this year I'm like, this is corny, I love it. But anyway, I just wanted to call and request prayer, because I'm trying to remind myself that God cares about the small things too. Like, yeah, he cares about protecting marriages and preserving our safety and healing and mental health and all of those things, but he cares about the small things too, and we shouldn't just keep those things to ourselves because we feel like they're not as dire. But I'm coming up on my third week at my place, at my home, without air conditioning. And yeah, it's a small thing, and I'm grateful that I've had the resources to be able to, you know, purchase more fans and, you know, fight with my home warranty people and all of that. And it's really frustrating. And so I just wanted to lift that up to encourage myself that God does care about those things too. I also wanted to mention, I can't remember how many days ago this was now, but Zach, I think from California, it's been a while since you've called in. I'm sad to hear that things have still been a huge struggle for you in, you know, in the area of lust, sexual sin, those things. But I did want you to know that you have been on my mind, and I've been praying for you, and I will continue to do so. Continue to stay in the fight. All right, everybody, bye.